Setting the bar time. Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, there's the phrase, art imitates life, right? Well, this might be a case of the opposite. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk at a party, forgetting where you parked your car for 3 weeks.
Dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's your car?
Yeah.
Dude, where's your car for 3 weeks? We couldn't figure it out for 3 weeks?
Yeah. This guy, Ireland, lost his car. He went to a bachelor party, right?
Oh.
So he parked his car to go to the bachelor party. He said he was rushing at the time and then struggled to recall any landmarks that could help him with his search when he left the party.
Okay, wait, but he remembers where the party was, right? So we know the general vicinity, don't we?
Listen, his name's Kieran.
Kieran!
He looked for his car for 3 weeks until he went on the Cork radio show and told the story. Listeners found the car.
Shut up. We like literally described it and say, hey, if you see a car like this parked somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me know.
I don't know how he found his way to the radio show or how they heard about him. But
this is how we're hearing
about
it.
Yes, but so Kieran was able to hop on like this show, this radio show.
The community came together.
And was just talking about this bachelor party they went to.
Must have been a great party.
So, according to the map, it looks like his car was about 38-minute walk from where the party was.
Oh my lord!
So that's probably why
didn't he park closer?
No clue.
Why even bother driving?
Maybe
if you're still walking 40 minutes.
I don't think he's from Cork.
Okay.
So maybe he wasn't wanting to pay for parking or something in the big city of Cork, Ireland.
Take an Uber.
Found a spot to park, parked it, walked over to the bachelor party. When he left, had no clue where it was.
How did he leave? Did he try to walk?
Home?
And then, yeah.
Did he
walk home?
He had a series of friends help him, like, get places for 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness. This is extraordinary.
Kieran is that friend.
Be a story that, and probably many others that will follow him.
I just love the fact that he made it on a radio show.
Yeah, sure.
And listeners were like, oh yeah, that car, it's right over there.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I would expect the same from us. If some poor Kieran comes to us and says, hey, you know, I was partying in Louisville for a bachelor party.
Haven't been able to locate my car in 3 weeks.
No idea where my car is.
It's lost in the Highlands.
It's somewhere. No, he wouldn't even know where it is.
Oh.
He's like, I have no idea where it is. We'd give the description and within minutes, I would trust that you guys would be able to find it.
For sure. I'm just stunned that, first of all, where did he live that he still needed to drive, but then walk an additional 38 minutes to get to this destination? Like, what in the
heck?
Like
I said, the
is that?
It's like a little screenshot of the Google Maps as to where his car was and where the bachelor was. It's like 38-minute walk.
That is extraordinarily stupid.
It's so funny. Anyways, a little setting the bar. A little art imitating life from the masterful, not nominated for any Oscars.
That is shocking.
Starring Ashton Kutcher and who was the other guy?
Sean Williams.
He was in
Stifler.
He was Stifler in those movies. But it's
dude. Where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car?
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting drunk at a party, forgetting where you parked your car for 3 weeks,
Kieran, where's your car?
And then you're doing okay. Let's bring board on that. Tell us your little lost and found story. All right. Do you have one? 502-795-1997. Maybe you're same as Kieran. You're like, dude, same.
Maybe.
Same, buddy.
We could help you find it right now. Maybe this is happening in real time. We can be the Cork radio show.
Yeah, there you go.